This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we check out Ghostland Radio, a brand new band from Winona, Minnesota. The band is made up of some familiar faces from around the area. Brian Kriegler from Moondog is on guitar and vocals, Ingrid Ogren from The Wide Awakes on violin, Scott Lochner from the People Brothers Band, Moondog, and Stanton West on bass, and Noah Glenn Short from Stanton West and J-Bone Bell and the Restless Light on drums. The band talks with us about how they came together, what influences them, and what we can expect from them in the future. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Ghostland Radio on tonight's Live Feed. I'm here with Ghostland Radio. They're a local Winona band here, kind of a local supergroup made out of people from other bands, local bands.
Supergroup.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys want to go around the room and introduce yourself and what you play?
Yeah, I'm Brian Kriegler. I play guitar and vocals, lead vocals.
Okay.
I'm Ingrid Ogren. I play violin.
I'm Noah Short. I play drums and sing harmonies.
And I'm Scott Lochner, and I play the bass guitar.
And everyone shouts pirate words and noises.
Oh, cool, cool.
Scott also on pirate vocals.
Who doesn't love some good pirate vocals, right?
Exactly.
Cool. Well, we'll get to that some more in a little bit, but you had your first show, what was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I think?
Maybe three or four.
Oh, that's right. Has been a little while. Yeah. It has been a little while. And you're playing another show tomorrow night. That'll be your second show, and it's down at Ed's, right?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. So, and first of all, I love the name, Ghostland Radio, and I'm just kind of curious, who came up with that and why, you know, why you went with that?
Well, a lot of the subject material of the songs that we're doing has to do with existential stuff and, you know, diving deep internally and kind of peeling back layers and paying attention to those places that we keep buried, that I consider ghost land sometimes.
Okay.
Lots of ghosts live there, you know, and so through things like meditation or psychedelics or just, you know, deep breathing or whatever, we can kind of get through and release some of those things. And so Ghostland Radio, the idea behind that is that we're projecting from that place musically. So it's
cool. Kind of transmissions from within, huh?
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And we mentioned your show at Ed's. How did that show go over? That was your debut show a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. I think it was well received. I was pleasantly surprised. You know, you never know with your first show what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. I've had plenty of first shows where there's, you know, my mom there. Somebody like that. And this was great. We had, I don't know, over 100 some people in throughout the night. So it was really well received, I thought.
Cool. Yeah,
good turnout, good energy, good vibes.
Awesome.
Fun night. Really good connection, you know, with the audience, which is great.
Very nice. Very nice. And like I mentioned, you guys are from different bands in town. So people probably kind of knew you a little bit, you know, knew who you guys were, I'm assuming.
Maybe these three, you know, Scott and Noah and Ingrid are kind of superstars, but I'm a little more old school, so people probably forget who I am.
Well, you're back in action now, so.
Well, Brian and I had played in a band, probably 10 years ago now, almost. Yeah. And we played in a band called Moondog together for about 7 years.
Right, yep.
So, I mean, but honestly, I didn't notice too many Moondog people there.
No, you know, it's Winona's a cool town, but it's pretty transient. You know, people kind of come and go. And so, especially as a band, if you're not playing regularly, your fans kind of graduate and move on. And,
right, yep, college town.
You got to keep up, you know.
Yep, for sure, for sure. Well, how did you guys kind of come together to form Ghostland then? I mean, I'm sure you guys kind of knew of each other and knew each other before this. Or?
I didn't know Brian at all. I just happened to go on Facebook at the right time. And somebody had tagged me in a post because he was looking for a violin. And they said you should contact Ingrid Ogren. And that's how I kind of,
Yeah, I mean, Scott and I had a relationship. And we found Ingrid through Facebook, and then Scott and Noah actually play in another band together as well, so that's how that connection came to be.
But okay.
I had kind of purged up basically an album in a period of 3 or 4 months, and it needed to be put together in a bigger project, and these guys are just awesome. I mean, the energy and the talent is so much fun to play with these guys.
Cool.
I'm pretty
cool.
Stoked by the way it came together. Yeah.
So is that how it's kind of working? Do you come up with the main nugget of the song and then you bring it to the band, or do you kind of write the whole thing? How's that
yeah.
work?
No, they, so I'll write the main nugget, and then they all kind of put their twists on it, interpretation, and it kind of becomes what it is. So,
cool. Yeah. And so what you said, you did it in like 3 or 4 months, you wrote this stuff?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty quick. And then we were talking earlier, and you guys recorded down in Madison, right?
Yep.
And it sounds like that was a whirlwind session. How did that go?
Yeah, awesome. I mean, some of us are veterans in the studio and some of us are not, but we went in there pretty prepared, and our engineer that we had, Landon, was just, he's probably the most professional dude I've ever worked with. So
cool.
You know, we just got in and nailed it and got done when we did 5 songs in
8 hours.
8 hours.
Mixed and mastered.
Yeah.
Recorded. Yeah, it was about I think it was a 3 o'clock to 11 session. So it was 8 hours.
Wow.
And we got in, set up. He got all the mics set up real fast and
started running.
We were in it within an hour, I think, of us entering the studio. We were already recording, and then we spent probably, I'd say, 4 hours of actual tracking, and then the other 3 hours was just mixing and mastering, and then also doing other takes of vocals or group vocals
right.
and stuff. But it was amazingly fast.
Yeah, we spent 5 hours driving, you know, so we got
totally.
We got more work done in the studio, you know, in that amount of time.
That's amazing. That really is.
It did. It was a really cool feeling leaving the studio with our final product too. Like everything was done in that day, and
you don't hear that a lot, you know. No. For sure.
No,
for sure.
Bands tend to go to the studio and never leave sometimes.
Yeah, right. It gets expensive too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I suppose a lot cheaper when you can bang it out like that.
Our intention was really to have something that we can use to book shows with and to share with people
right.
immediately. But I mean, we've got a full album that we'll go back and lay down on top of.
Nice, nice. Well, the stuff you did sounds great already, I think, you know.
Thanks,
I mean,
man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and people can check it out. It's on Bandcamp, right?
Yeah.
So we can probably just go to Bandcamp and search Ghostland Radio.
Ghostland Radio. Yep.
Okay.
Or cool. Via, you know, through Facebook, you can get there, I think.
Okay,
well, so.
Cool. Well, why don't we listen to a song? Well, let's take a listen to Sky is Falling, and we'll be right back with Ghostland Radio.
Don't you close your eyes. on someone else's dreams. Till one day you take the time, quiet down that busy mind, tear apart this ragdoll that's been busting at the seams. Oh, 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 feel that calling when burning deep inside. Hey! Oh, 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 sky is falling when don't you close your eyes. Hey! Oh, 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 you feel that calling when burning deep inside. Hey! Oh, 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 your sky is falling when don't you close. Spirals dark and deep inside the rabbit hole. How your pretty sky is falling, cannot see with eyes wide open. Ignorance devoured by the beast you lock inside.
Okay, that was Sky's Falling by Ghostland Radio. They're in the studio with us tonight, and they've got their second show at Ed's No Name Bar tomorrow night, and it's good to have you guys here. And we were talking about your recording process and how it flew by so quick. You guys did it in 8 hours down in Madison. How do you guys do your recording? Did you track anything? Did you just record it live? I mean, it sounds like you went in and kind of banged it out live first and then layered stuff.
Yeah, we banged out live, and then we had to go back and just fix a couple vocals of the 5 tracks, but that's about it.
Cool.
Yeah, and that song we just listened to, we actually opted not to use a click on even. It was just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes the feel is inhibited.
Yeah.
Everything else we used a click, but that one we just couldn't get the right feel with it, so we just said, forget it.
And, nice, you know, nice.
We went naked on it.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, that sounds good.
and it instantly felt better. Instantly. I mean, the second we did it, the first take, I think we were all like, yep, let's not do it with a click.
Right. Yeah, that click track makes things stiff sometimes, Yeah, for sure. Did you guys record it to tape, or did you do it all digitally, or how did that go?
It's all digital.
It's all digital.
All digital, yeah. Okay. Pro Tools or something like that, I'm assuming? Or?
Yeah, he's got, I'm not sure what version. I'm sure he's using the most updated version down there, but he was working with Pro Tools.
It Blast House Studios is the studio we went to.
And okay,
they're
sure.
They're legit, and they got everything.
Nice, very nice. So you guys got your second show coming up tomorrow night down at Ed's No Name. Encourage people to go check it out. These guys are really good. Let's play another song from you. What should we hear next?
French Toast and Wine.
Ooh, French toast and wine.
French toast and wine. Sounds good.
One of my favorite things to do.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's check out French Toast and Wine by Ghostland Radio.
why, nor the place that I'd rather be. Passing the time with your smile and an old deck of cards. You lay by my side, bathe in the warmth of the starry night. Whispering softly your secrets, and I'll tell you mine. By the lights of the moon. So it feels so right. Feel like home to me. In the still of the morning's light, we'll pass the time. Around and around and around. But the day I met you was the day that I learned how to love again. When you crashed in my life and you kicked that cold dust off my heart.
Okay, that was French Toast and Wine by Ghostland Radio, and they're in the studio with us here tonight, and like I said, they're going to be playing down at Ed's No Name Bar, their second show tomorrow night, and I also, you know, I wasn't down at your first show, your debut show, but one of our students was. He did a little recording, so I got to hear some of it. How would you guys, you know, you do a lot of stuff that kind of reminds me of like old drinking songs, things like things of that nature.
Pirate songs?
Yeah, and there's even a song I know. I remember you guys mentioned it being a pirate song. How would you guys describe your own sound?
It's kind of a, well, I was actually talking with someone about this the other day, someone that had never heard us, and I played him our recording, and I always have trouble kind of picking out what we sound like or who we sound like, but he actually, he had mentioned vocally, he thought a little bit of David Byrne and like Talking Heads and like the delivery of the vocals. And I said, wow, I've never really even thought about that. And then I started listening. And there are a lot of vocal things you do that are very up that alley. Right. And that's an awesome thing.
I would say that's a big compliment.
We're basically like Talking Heads.
Excellent.
I never said that. A little bit of a lot of things, though. We got some Americana, rootsy stuff.
Some rock,
definitely.
I used to joke it was Gypsy Americana with sand in your eye.
With sand in your eye, huh? A little grit in there.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
A little grungy gypsy blues kind of thing.
Cool.
It's so hard to label it.
Yeah, it always is.
Come down and listen to us.
But it's interesting to see what the artists think of, you know, their own sound. So that's why I asked that. But yeah, definitely just come down and check you guys out tomorrow night at Ed's. And let's go ahead and listen to another track here. What should we play next for the folks?
Pretty Little Sheep.
Pretty Little Sheep. Okay. This is
talking about the audience?
Pretty Little Sheep. They're going to be counting the sheep. Hopefully not falling asleep to the show.
Right, definitely not. This is Pretty Little Sheep by Ghostland Radio.
Let them go.
that was Pretty Little Sheep by Ghostland Radio. And they're here in the studio with us tonight doing a little chat. And they got their second show coming up tomorrow night at Ed's No Name Bar. So this is going to be your second show coming up. Do you guys have plans for like a tour or anything like that in the near future? Or?
We're going to play as much as we can.
Okay.
Everyone's in different groups. And so there's a lot of schedules to work around.
Right.
But I think probably this winter we'll end up playing a bit more.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So we should expect to see you around the area a lot, or you going to venture outside of the region here?
Yeah, I imagine, you know, Winona area, but then we'll get into probably Minneapolis and Madison areas a bit, and maybe into Iowa. And we've all toured around 5+ state areas, so a lot of potential there.
Nice. So a lot of people get to see you and hear you. Maybe. Excellent. I hope so. And I know, like you said, you guys are really busy with your other bands.
We're huge in Switzerland right now.
Huge in Switzerland, really?
I was just there and I played a show.
Uh-huh.
Not with these guys, unfortunately, but we played all Ghostland Radio songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe we'll do an international tour.
Excellent.
It was called Ghoulland Radio. Yes.
Ghoulland. That's the solo act. I love it. So... let's go ahead and check out another track. We don't want to run out of time, and we want to get as much music as we can in. What should we play for the folks next?
This one's called Back in the School.
Back in the School.
I guess it's fitting from this time of year. Right?
It is. Yeah. Very fitting. It's school just came back in session this week. So, all right. This is Back in the School by Ghostland Radio.
Back in the school once again, peeling back.
right. That was Back in School by Ghostland Radio. Or is it, it's Back in the School.
Back in the School.
Back in the School like by this, Ghostland Radio.
Like the School of Life kind of thing.
Okay. So we're going to play one last track here. This is Daily Morning, right?
Daily Morning Soul Battle.
Daily Morning Soul Battle.
Most people can relate to that probably.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think I can relate to that today for sure. All right. This is Daily Morning Soul Battle by Ghostland Radio.
Meaning it. challenges, coping through distractions, hoping that I make it through the night. And others, life ain't always easy. Some days you'd rather just stay in bed, while all of your demons point and laugh as you suffer in that prison in your head. So we're all lost, trying to find our way through that dark maze of the mind. And isn't love just a silly phrase? Could it be the only way out of life?
And that was Daily Morning Soul Battle by Ghostland Radio. And they're here in the studio with us tonight. And they've got a show, their second show, coming up tomorrow night at Ed's No Name Bar. And what time does the show start?
10?
Yeah, probably around 10.
Around 10 o'clock? Okay. Is there an opener?
No. I think we're just going to do two sets, and when we're done, we're done.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
It's a Thursday night, you know.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Well, I hope you get a lot of people down there, and maybe I'll get down there and check you guys out. Like I said, I heard a recording of your first show, and it sounded great. So
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come down and you know, let us know what you think our genre is, because it's hard for us to figure it out. Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. I think you've described it pretty good. I like the grit in your eye thing. The sand in your eye.
Cool. And Scott will be giving out free hugs.
Free hugs?
Well, always.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a...
Ingrid will be telling dirty jokes on stage.
I can't always. Help myself.
Free hugs. Dirty jokes. I love it. I love it.
Noah will be rolling his eyes at Ingrid's jokes.
Rolling my eyes at you right now.
Can't see that out there, but he is. Okay, cool. And then do you guys have a website or something like that that people can go to check out, you know, when you're playing and where and stuff like that?
Yeah, we'll probably update that on Bandcamp and Facebook. We're pretty active on Facebook at this point. So if you go to, I think it's Bandcamp/Ghostland Radio, you'll get there.
Okay.
Or maybe it's the other way around. And then if you go to Facebook and you just type in Ghostland Radio, you can check out our page there. It's got a picture of Tesla with a bunch of lightning around his head.
Yeah, you're pretty easy to find on there if you just search for it. So
cool.
Well, I've been in the studio here with Ghostland Radio, and like I said, they're playing their second show tomorrow night at Ed's No Name Bar at 9 o'clock, right? 9 or 10, you might go on.
Probably around 10.
We'll probably closer to 10. 10. Okay.
We'll just tell them we start at 9.
Then yeah. We'll be there by 10.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be late. Make sure to check these guys out. Okay, well, thanks for being in the studio with us tonight, guys. And good luck on your show tomorrow night. And I hope to get down there and see you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Ghostland Radio for joining us on tonight's live feed. More information about the band can be found by searching Ghostland Radio on Facebook. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Ghostland Radio on The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Tune in to The Live Feed featuring local and regional artists every Wednesday and Friday night at 6 right here on 89.5 KQAL. The Live Feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.